An estimated 29 million adults have been diagnosed with asthma in their lifetimes, according to recent data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, making asthma a major public health concern with a large financial impact on families, the nation, and our healthcare system. And its prevalence is only increasing, especially in children. Current treatments usually rely on long-term asthma control medications, but here with me this morning to tell us about a new treatment method is Dr. Robert Lennox, Professor of Medicine and the Division Chief of Pulmonary and Critical Care at Upstate Medical University. Welcome, Dr. Lennox. Thanks for coming in today.
Good morning.
So what is this new method? Tell us what it is first.
Okay. So it's called bronchial thermoplasty. So the bronchial tubes are a tube-like structure, and going around them, wrapped around almost like tape, is a smooth muscle. And during an asthma attack, the smooth muscle constricts, which narrows the breathing tube and causes the wheezing and shortness of breath associated with asthma. This treatment is a way to damage the muscles surrounding the bronchial tube so that it loses its ability to constrict and narrow the airway.
In other words, you're really interfering with what otherwise would be a normal mechanism, but in an asthmatic creates
duress. It's a normal mechanism to protect you against inhalation of toxic gases or something. But in an asthmatic person, the system is oversensitive and constricts too much.
So it's going awry somehow.
This is a way to try to decrease the amount of narrowing that occurs in the bronchial tubes.
And this is mostly for people with severe asthma, is that correct?
It's for people that the doctors call severe persistent asthma. So it's not for the majority of patients with asthma. Many patients with asthma have very few symptoms and are easily controlled with medications. These are for people who are not adequately controlled with a long-acting bronchodilator and an inhaled cortical steroid. So medications such as Advair, Dulera, Symbicort. If your asthma is not controlled with those and you have to use your rescue inhaler several times a day or several nights a week, then you may be a candidate for this procedure.
Okay, so this is a new procedure, I understand. Yeah. Tell us exactly what you do to achieve this.
Okay, so to have this procedure, you have to have three separate treatments. And the treatments occur through a bronchoscope. So you have to have an endoscopic procedure called a bronchoscopy, which means the doctor puts a fiber optic tube that he can look through down into your bronchial tubes and can examine all the airways. And through that, we can apply a probe to the bronchial tubes. And the probe has the ability to heat bronchial tissue up to a certain degree, but it's very well controlled. It's radial frequency ablation, and the way the machine operates, it only lets it go up to a certain temperature. And then we do one lobe, the right lower lobe, with the first treatment, and then you wait 3 or 4 weeks, and the patient comes back for another outpatient treatment, one-day treatment, and has the left lower lobe done, and then you wait 3 or 4 weeks, and the patient comes back and has the third treatment, which is both upper lobes, the right upper lobe and the left upper lobe.
And that basically destroys the muscle tissue that constricts during the asthma attack.
Yes, so they have done studies on dogs where they have pictures of two bronchial tubes right next to each other, one of which has been treated and one of which has not. And then they give the dog a medication that causes an asthma attack. And you can see the one bronchial tube that was not treated go into constriction, and you can see the other bronchial tube not constrict and not narrow.
So it reduces both the number and the severity of that response.
That's
the number of times it would respond and
the severity
of the response.
Yes.
So what are the benefits that they've found so far?
So the benefits include decreased numbers of hospitalizations. So hospitalizations have been decreased 70%. Decreased emergency room visits, which have been decreased on prospective studies, about 86% of the time. There's also been lost days from work, which is about
a reduction in lost days.
Reduction in lost days of work or school, and that's reduced about 66%.
Wow. So it's really had a strong impact. And the results, do they last?
Yeah. So there are studies going out 5 years, and actually over the first couple of years, they seem to improve from the baseline, but not statistically significant. The baseline improvement is statistically significant from prior to the procedure.
So it's really working, and it's lasting.
And yes, and and once you have the three treatments, you never get further treatments.
Okay, so just theoretically, if they had the three treatments and it lasts up to 5 years, are there alternatives? They still, if it does, after the 5 years, does it get worse again? What happens?
Since the procedure is new,
we
don't know. But it's presumed that the effect will probably last lifetime.
Oh, wow. So that's really hopeful for people who are severe asthmatics.
Yes.
That is amazing. So are there risks associated with this procedure?
So the risks are those of having a bronchoscopy. So for bronchoscopy, since we're putting a tube down your throat and into your windpipe and bronchial tubes, we generally give medication called moderate sedation, which is a combination of a narcotic like morphine and a sedative in the same family as Valium, but it's called Versed. And they give you pain relief and amnesia for the procedure. But if a doctor was to give too much of that, you could stop breathing and the doctor would have to put a tube in to breathe for you until you woke up. The risk of that is relatively small. The other risk is people with asthma have an increased risk of of having a bronchoscopy because their airways are what we call twitchy airways.
So if very hyper-responsive.
Yeah, so if you put a tube in a hyper-responsive airway, you would expect there's an increased risk that they will have an asthma attack. In order to lessen the possibility of that occurring, we give them prednisone for 2 days before the procedure, the day of the procedure, and the day after the procedure. And generally, over 80% of the patients have been able to go home the same day. There have been no deaths from this procedure anywhere in the country so far.
Amazing. So how long has the procedure actually been going on?
The first studies in patients occurred about 5 years ago. That's why we have data out 5 years.
Right.
And it's been approved by the FDA for about 2 years or
okay.
Year.
So right now it's available at Upstate through your department. Is that correct?
Correct, yes.
And I understand it's the first one in all of Upstate New York?
That's correct. So, and so far as I know, we're the only center in Upstate New York that has done a treatment, although treatments will soon be available in Rochester and Schenectady if they're not already available.
Is it generally covered by insurance?
It's a new procedure. Like all new procedures, it takes a little extra work to get approval from your insurance company.
The pre-authorization and all that.
So we have to do pre-authorization on every treatment, which adds, you may come to see me or one of my colleagues in our division for an evaluation of this treatment. We may think it's appropriate, but it may take a month or two to get approval from your insurance
company. But generally,
company.
It's been covered. I don't want to run out of time. Where can somebody call to find out more about this?
So they can call either of our offices to schedule an appointment. We have an office at Community 492-5804, and we have an office downtown at UHCC or University Healthcare Center, 464-3835.
We'll have a link to both of those on our website. Dr. Lennox, I want to thank you so much for coming in and sharing. This is very exciting. I mean, it's so hopeful to see that these new treatment procedures are coming through for things like asthma. My guest has been Dr. Robert Lennox, Professor of Medicine and the Division Chief of Pulmonary and Critical Care at Upstate Medical University. Stay right there. We'll be right back right after this short break.